This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey y'all, it's DJ Soso. Welcome to Hot Takes Cold Truths, where I share bold opinions, overthink them in real time, and talk honestly about growth in adulthood. Let's get into it. When I was a freshman in college, I seized the opportunity to fill up my days as much as possible. I worked so hard to earn a spot on both the volleyball team and the nursing program, meaning there was no room for messing around. I also had the responsibility of paying for my own tuition, as well as any other expenses that followed. Thus being said, I worked three jobs while being a student athlete out of the necessity of making my time of worth. Here's how each of my days would look. Wake up at 4:45 a.m., get ready for practice, be the first in the gym to set up by 5:30, practice from 6 to 8, rush back to my dorm to shower, have class from 8 to 10:20, then another from 10:50 to 12, scarf down a bar, work at my on-campus shop from 12 to 3, rush back to my dorm to change and microwave a frozen meal, scarf that down, then drive to coach my first volleyball team from 3:30 to 5, then rush to my second volleyball team where I'd coach from 5:30 to 7:30. Then when I would get home, shower again, and then I would study until 8:30 where I would sleep and repeat each and every single day. At 8:30, whenever my head hit that pillow, I would tell myself one of two things. First one was on a somewhat more positive note. I would ask and say, "You are actually tired. You've definitely earned the right to rest." And the not so positive thought would be, "Why aren't you tired? You should be tired. Since you're not tired, you didn't work hard enough. This rest is a necessity, not earned. Work harder to earn it tomorrow." That was pretty rough, am I right? This cycle continued until my sophomore year. Always on the go, go, go. I kept myself busy so my mind wouldn't be busy. I truly believe that if I was doing something, I had a purpose. And if I was doing nothing, I was wasting an opportunity and shutting the door before even reaching for the handle. It wasn't until I took a mental health break from volleyball where I sat and reflected. This was my first time in over 10 years being away from volleyball. I really didn't know what to do with myself. I was so extremely hesitant to take a break because I simply didn't believe in breaks. I didn't earn this break, but was rather forced to take it. And I didn't have a choice due to the severity of my mental crisis. I gave myself such a hard time about this, even though it was the best decision I could have made. This break within itself showed me that I actually had time to do something as simply as prepare a meal and not have to scarf it down. I was actually able to choose an outfit to wear and do my hair before work and class. I finally had the time to rest. I had time to actually put thought into these essential items of self-care. I had the time to care about myself. Weird. This one itself was so uncomfortable. I simply didn't know how to rest. Tossing and turning with my head spinning in spirals with nothing but myself. Since I didn't have practice to worry about or games to play, I became restless. I started to beat myself up for all this time I had on my hands. It didn't feel right. It didn't feel like me. But I had yet to realize that it didn't even know me. I never addressed what was going on in my head, and that time had come. Unironically enough, I experienced yet another hard stop. This happened last week. I was on my way back to Dominican, driving my V6 2014 Challenger that I had been driving for the past 5 years. Before I had left, I saw a check engine light turn on and my throttle message also pop up on my dash. I didn't think anything of it until I was about to get onto the bridge and my car completely broke down on the side of it. I was in such a go, 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 rush, let's go, we need to continue on. And I was physically not able to do that. I had plans on what I was going to be doing next, what my next day looked like, what my night was going to look like, but I just sat there on the side of the road with just me, myself, and I. I sat there helpless. A car that wouldn't start, a body that was unable to run their way to Dominican, and a moment where I had to rest, at least try to rest, because of the situation I was in. I was completely out of control. I was not able to do anything because I simply couldn't do anything. So I had to sit there with myself, take a step back, accept the stop, and wait until the tow truck could come. And that wasn't for another 2 hours, where I just had to sit there and pray. But luckily enough, Highway Patrol was kind enough to help me push my car off onto the side of the freeway, and my best friend and my roommate also came there and waited with me. So, as much as I hated sitting there to rest because I knew how much I had to do, it was such a blessing knowing that I had so many people that support me, people who didn't even know me, my mom who was on the phone, my best friend who showed up, and it really went to show that that hard stop was something that I needed, almost like a blessing in disguise. I was forced to go home, where I actually had time to spend with my brother, who was visiting for spring break, and I actually got to spend time with my mom and my grandma, even my sister for a day. I had to see some of my friends who were also on their spring break that I had from high school. And yet again, I did have a hard stop. I did end up getting strep, and I was forced to be home for a few days. Still on antibiotics, still getting better, but again, almost like a blessing in disguise with what happened in my car. God pretty much knew I needed a break, and he showed me what I needed a break from. And how appreciative I can be by actually taking the time to rest. That within itself was a reward. That within itself really helped me realize that everything in front of me were things that I missed because I just kept going so fast. I zoomed past the scenic route without actually taking the time to look out the window. It was all in front of me, and it was just a matter of me taking a break, pushing down on the brakes, and stopping. Not just for necessities of eating or taking a shower, but genuinely stopping and allowing my body to rest. And now that my body is rested, I can now go and ease and pace myself with the things that I'm doing each and every day. I'm allowed to take in the things that I took for granted and allow myself to go on cruise control. Not anything super fast like a Forza 1 car, a NASCAR. I'm able to take the ride as a bike ride. Speed up when I need to, slow down, but overall maintaining a steady pace where I'm not exhausted, where I'm not catching my breath. I was so caught up in the go, go, go that I never took the time to be present. It was always get ready for the next. How much can I get now done now before I have to tend to my next responsibility? What's going to happen next? This mindset caused me to never be present because I was just so tired. I was mentally taxed by the end of each day. I barely spoke to anyone. I didn't even have time to talk to my mom. And I viewed that exhaustion as a reward, that I finally had the right to rest. This leads me to my hot take of the day. Rest should not be seen as a reward. Rest is a basic human need. So instead of treating rest like a prize at the end of suffering, start seeing it as part of the work. This was a hard topic for me to grasp, being a young adult with aspirations and goals to chase. I was under the impression that there was no time to be wasted. I was in the middle of a short-term grind to set up the longevity of security in the future, in my future. But with all that fuel in the tank, all at once, my engine overran and eventually burnt out, causing me to stop driving so fast. That hard stop made me face a cold and hard truth. The truth that my body and mind required rest to function, think clearly, and ultimately stay healthy both physically and mentally. Waiting until all my fuel ran out before allowing myself to rest led me to mistakes, an absence of presence, poor mental well-being, as well as attention to important overlooked details as simple as human connection and interaction. But with the interactions I had, I noticed a pattern with those around me. I started to realize that I was not alone, and I was not the only one thinking this way. I looked around my fellow nursing classmates and saw the same occurrence. Everyone was exhausted. Everyone was busy. And everyone wore that exhaustion almost like a badge of honor. People around me would say, "I only slept for 4 hours last night," or, "I haven't had a day off in weeks." And instead of this being a statement of concern, it was almost something to be proud of. Like the more exhausted we were, the more productive we must have been. Like this competition of who could outgrind the other person. But the truth of this is a tough pill to swallow. Constantly running on empty does not make us stronger or more successful. It slowly chips away at our health, our relationships, and our ability to actually enjoy the life we are working so hard to build. In this lifetime, we are so focused on completing that to-do list and each task in order to feel fulfilled and improve it as an accomplishment. But life isn't a big to-do list. We have to remind ourselves that striving for our goals isn't to simply check off our to-do list. It is truly about experiencing moments, building relationships, and taking care of ourselves along the way. It's about the journey, not the destination. So with all being said, if you are someone listening to this who feels like you always have to be busy, I want you to know that you are not alone. A lot of us are raised and taught to believe that rest is something we earn after we push ourselves to the limit. But the truth is, waiting until you are completely done before resting isn't sustainable. Rest isn't lazy. Rest isn't wasted time. Rest is simply maintenance for your mind and body. Just like athletes need to recover and have recovery days to perform their best, we all need moments to step back, breathe, and reset. Looking back now, I realize that my younger self believed success meant constantly pushing forward without stopping. I thought the harder I ran, the further I would get. But what I eventually learned is that endurance doesn't come from nonstop movement. It comes from balance. Rest is not the opposite of productivity. It allows productivity to continue. So the next time you find yourself thinking that you need to earn the right to rest, remember this. Rest isn't the reward at the end of work. It is part of what makes the work and life around it sustainable. Thank you for tuning in on today's message. Remember to be kind to yourself and that you deserve a break. Until the next episode of Hot Takes and Cold Truths. Bye, y'all.